Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. I'm your host, Bethany Clemenson, and today we are talking with Beth Montas. So Beth is an ambitious, high-energy individual with strong family values and an incurable passion for happiness and peace. She has a strong entrepreneurial spirit as a life coach and speaker, and she loves to motivate and inspire others to design their best life and reach their full potential. Beth is a John Maxwell certified coach, teacher, and speaker. She offers workshops, seminars, keynote speaking, and one-on-one coaching. She aids others in their personal and professional growth through study and practical application of John Maxwell's proven leadership methods. Working together, Beth will move you and your team or organization into the desired direction to reach your goals. So as we begin today's episode, I just wanted to let you listeners know why I asked Beth to be part of Dialed In. I knew her from a distance, watching her online through the John Maxwell team, probably for the last 2 years or so. And we have, quote, I'm doing air quotes, we met a year or so ago and by phone, and I was instantly energized by her positive spirit. So Beth has this amazing ability to really see the greatness in other people, and she's honed in on her strengths to build an entire business around what sets her soul on fire. I cannot wait for you to hear her story today. She is truly a shining example of being dialed in to who she is and living a big life. So welcome, Beth.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Bethany.
Well, I can't wait. So we're just going to dive right in, but I'll just ask you one simple question to start and then we'll see where this takes us. So I'd like to ask you to share your story of how you came to this place of really stepping into your own greatness and living your own big life.
I love that question because everybody has their own unique story, and it's so beautiful to share it and share our journey. And I was lucky enough to grow up with entrepreneurial parents. My parents were farmers, and they always believed in personal growth. And I even remember when I was in college, I would get a note from my dad that would say, Zig Ziglar is coming to town. Mm-hmm. And he'd tuck in the $99 to go see him. And I'd think, ah, college student doesn't want to get up early on a Saturday and go listen. But I did because my dad paid for it. And mm-hmm. that has created in me this love and this desire, this commitment for being on a journey. We're never done being a better person. And I am committed to investing in myself. So I graduated college and I was in a variety of sales jobs that were things that I was lit up about, from weight loss programs. I lost a bunch of weight, so I was excited about that. I sold scrapbook supplies because pictures and family memories were important to me. Mm-hmm. I was in that career for 16 years. And I've sold jewelry and protein shake. But the thing that was the common denominator in any of those jobs was myself. It was, I sometimes focus too much on the product, like how do I sell this or how do I sell that? Mm-hmm. And what I realize is we never outperform our own self-belief. So if I actually just work on my own thinking and my own, you know, thoughts, the 6 inches between my ears, that it doesn't matter what the product is, that the world, you know, gets to hear about it. And it's really my belief system. So I'll tell you about a moment in my life, because we all have them where it's just like, it's a moment that changes mm-hmm. everything. And you have one, and everybody listening has one, or many, I should say. And for me, so I live in the Midwest. I'm here in Iowa, and it was a beautiful fall day in 2008. And my husband and I were raking leaves in our Waterbury area home, and four little kids jumping on the trampoline. And he said to me, when the kids go to bed tonight, let's talk. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, he wants to go on vacation. And I was dreaming about what he would say. And so 8 p.m. rolls around and the kids are tucked in bed, and I grab a couple glasses of red wine. And I saw him in the hallway with two ice waters. And I was like, I don't feel like we're going on vacation. Because I think we'll head in by the living room fireplace. And he said, let's go to your office. And Tony, my husband of 16 years, said, I'm going to cut to the chase. I got a new place. And I'm leaving tomorrow. And I thought, oh my gosh, are we on candid camera? Like, I literally looked over my shoulder. Are you joking me? We have this whole life together. We have four little kids. And at the time they were little, they were a 5-year-old first week of kindergarten, and twins that were 8 and a 12-year-old girl. And here I am, I am a successful salesperson in whatever kind of career I choose. And I could not sell my own husband on sticking with his family. Mm-hmm. And it was crushing. I cried on my kitchen floor for 2 years in disbelief that this guy, he didn't just walk out on his wife. He walked out on his whole life. Mm-hmm. And a decade later, so, you know, that was 2008, more than a decade later, I can now say I am grateful. I am grateful that that man recognized that his life didn't include the children and I, because I got to go on and write a new chapter. I got to be the author. Of course, I didn't know that when I was crying on my kitchen floor. It felt like the end of the world. And I imagine people that are listening, you all have your own rug of life that gets pulled out from underneath you. It could be a big health thing. It could be your kids didn't turn out the way you thought they were going to, or your marriage isn't, you know, as you planned, or a business that didn't ever get off the ground. There's lots of rugs mm-hmm. of life, but what I realize is that, I think this is a John Maxwell quote, life is not what happens to you, it's what happens in you. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, when I realized this divorce is moving forward, this is not what I want, and it is still happening. I called lots of support people. I feel like one of my keys to success has been putting a cabinet of people around me to support me. You know, great women that showed up my doorstep at 10 p.m. when the kids were in bed with a bottle of wine and a little chocolate, and together we figured out how I was going to be the best divorced family this world had ever seen once I realized that train was really going. And so one of my questions always is, who's your cabinet? Who is your support team that can guide you, that can assist you? I feel like, you know, one of my mottos has always been, we're better together. And I, in that supportive kind of personality that I have, I feel empowered having a love team around me, that because together we're better. We thought of, you know, how are we going to raise these kids? How am I going to do online dating? How am I going to write my next chapter of my life? And through rewriting that next chapter is when I decided, oh my gosh, women get to be supported on transitions they have in life. And so I got certified, as you know, through the John Maxwell team to be a life coach and a speaker and a trainer. And I have been growing that kind of coaching business for years because people want a thinking partner. They want someone. I remember how I got my very first client. I posted on Facebook a picture of me and my little certificate. It's official. I'm certified life coach, speaker, trainer. And, you know, a couple hundred people said, congratulations, good job. And one person said, I want to be your first client. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, why would you want to be the first? Well, that's like, I just got done with medical school, cut me open first, Beth. But I called her and I had to say, remind me how we know each other. I couldn't even remember how this woman and I knew each other. And she shared a story with me that I think is telling. She said, we met in 2008. Your husband had just left you and four little kids. And I've watched you pull yourself up, and I'm going through something, and I think you could help me. Wow. And I was like, wow. So there's so many there's so many lessons in that. Like, number one, be authentic. I was on a bike ride crying about my husband leaving me and four kids. I wasn't trying to make it look like everything was perfect, because that is society's way now, especially on Facebook. And any kind of social media, we like to look put together. We like to look like we're on top of the world.
Right.
And so really being authentic, showing the muckety muck, it actually, people love that. They can migrate to the real, authentic you. And and then she was going through something. She was a brand new stepmom. She wanted to be a world-class stepmom, not just like an average stepmom. And so that's what a life coach does, is they get to be a thinking partner with either one-on-one with people, or my favorite is small groups of people, because of that group think and that we're better together. So that's a little bit about my story. There's a whole lot more little chapters that we can dive into. I'll take a breath there, Bethany.
Well, it's good. It's very good. I appreciate you sharing. I've wondered if you would touch on, I read part of your story on your website where you talked about that a friend said to you, now you get to write your next chapter or the rest of your book or something like that. Would you touch on that and how empowering that was?
Thank you. thank you for bringing me back to that, because I started going down that road and then I changed to something else. So I love it when I called my friends and his friends, and I called my parents and his parents, and everybody is in disbelief that this guy is walking out on his life. And everybody is aghast. Everybody's disappointed, you know, except for there was one person that when I called her, her name was Kathy. She wasn't a pastor. She didn't have divorce in her background. She's just like a friend. And she had a very different response. When I told her that things were headed towards divorce, she said, "Good, Beth, you get to write your own story now."
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, I don't want to write my story now. I like the old story, Kathy. And she was solid. She was grounded. She was unwavering. And I took that and I tucked it in my heart. And when you can flip the message from I was left, I was discarded as a wife, I was passed over for another woman, another opportunity, a better deal. If you can flip that message to being left to I get to write my own story now. And good story, you know, good person equals good story. And so I had another friend who said, I will write that. I will create little reminder cards for you, because I kept losing it. I kept slipping back into I was loved. Mm-hmm. How could this be happening to me? And then I would be empowered when I got the message of I get to write my own story now. I get to write the next chapter. I am the author of this life. And so she made little cards and I posted them on my mirror and in the front of my planner and all over my home, because when I could step into that energy that I get to, it changed everything. So then it led to going to online dating. And I'd love to share this story quickly, even if you're not into online dating, but it also has a message about really knowing what you're going after. So 2 years later, when I was done crying, ready to find a partner to help me raise these kids, send them to college, buy them cars, you know, like somebody who I thought my first husband was going to be. I filled out an online dating application, and people would say, "So how is it going?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm dating some of the greatest men in the Midwest. Like, this is fun." And I would hold up each one of them and say, you know, could he work? Would he like my kids? Would my kids like him? And one of my friends gave me a beautiful piece of advice, and that is write your list of what you want. Create a top 10 list of what you're looking for in husband number two, and tuck that in your heart, send it out to the universe, pray to God for it, whatever you do, but know it instead of just wondering, you know, like, could this guy do, is really setting my intention. So I started dating, and I dated this one man for 9 months who on my list of 10, he was 8.5. He was a lot of things I was looking for. And I remember saying to some of my friends, the cabinet of women that were my beautiful community, my tribe, I said, "What do you think? He's an 8.5. And they're like, "Well, my husband's a 3 or a 4, so you should be happy." And I thought to myself, now why do I have a list of 10 if I'm settling for 8.5? So I kept dating, and I made it very clear that I was going to be, I'm still dating, and I declared 2010 the year of men, and I kept dating. And the world served up my husband, who I've now been married to for going on 8 years, Jonathan Montpass. He was all 10 things I was looking for, and probably 10 more things I didn't even know that I wanted. So I think it's so important for us to know what we're looking for. Maybe not in husband number two, but maybe in your next job or your hobby or what you want for your family culture or what you want for your health or your finances. Like sometimes we just are being drugged behind the car of life. And my invitation to you is really set out. I declare I am committed to creating. When we can get into that kind of energy, I know that is how I ended up with an amazing second marriage, a man who is willing to help me pay for cars and college for my kids. And he was done raising his family, and he looked at me and my brood. And I had people who really didn't believe I could get a husband. Who's going to want a woman with four children? And I just didn't buy into that. I was like, who gets to be a part of this? Who gets to sign up for this crazy, fun, chaotic group? And so that mindset and that declaration of, this is what I'm looking for, it really worked.
I love that. I think, boy, there's so many directions we could talk about with this, but the overarching theme is, well, one of the overarching themes is how you see the world is what you get more of. You know, where that saying, where your focus goes, your energy flows. But so you were seeing it. You chose your lens. You were selective about the lens that you saw your future looking like, and you didn't settle for anything less. You knew who you were. You decided that life was happening for you and not to you. And you wrote your story. I love that.
Thank you. And that's my message for everyone, is you are holding the pen. No one else is. And we generate and we cause everything in our life. And it's really kind of taking that responsibility and not, I had to get out of victim mode. There was a while in there where I was really feeling like a victim, like this husband left me, I've been dealt these cards, life sucks. And when you can shift into, whoa, I created this, I am responsible for every relationship in my life. So now I'm highly driven to have a level 10 relationship with my new husband. I still call him new, but we've been married 7 or 8 years. To have a level 10 relationship with my assistant who supports me in my business, to have level 10 relationships. Those kids that were jumping on the trampoline a decade ago, they're now, one's in graduating high school this year, two are in college, they're 19-year-old boy-girl twins, and a 24-year-old teacher. Like, I only have one still living at home with us, and I get to every day deposit into their bank and have that level 10 relationship. So that may be a question for listeners too, of, wow, how would I rate my relationship with my boss? How would I really rate my relationship with my neighbors? And when you really, and your partner and your kids and all those things, but when you really take responsibility, or be responsible rather, then we really have the power to generate and cause every good thing in our life and every not so great thing. But it is in our power. So every day I get to work towards those level 10 relationships.
Fantastic. I'm just taking notes here. So usually I have 3 to 5 teaching points, and I have a page. So
good. I'm glad I gave you something.
This is fantastic. Well, I know that listeners are going to want to stay connected with you. Beth, can you tell us how they find you?
Yes. So Facebook is one of my favorite ways to stay connected. Beth Montpass, Life Coach. I have a business page. Please go like that and stay up to date with me. And my website is BethMontpass.com. And one of my things that I am passionate about that I would love to gift you and your listeners with is a get your year in gear. And this is the beginning of a, you know, beginning of a new year, beginning of a new decade. So it couldn't be more perfectly timed. But when we have that plan, it's kind of like, what's your top 10 reasons or top 10 things you want in husband number two? This is like, what's your top 10 things you want in life? And so if you want some support around getting your year in gear, getting your life in gear, it's a freebie. Go to my website, put in your name and email address, and it'll be zipped to you, and we can stay connected. BethMontpass.com.
Excellent. Now, if you're listeners, if you're in a place where you cannot write this down, no worries. I'll put it in the description of the podcast, and no matter what platform you listen to, so you can come back and be sure that you get connected to Beth. Thank you so much, Beth, for being here today. I'm going to wrap up with 7 teaching points here. And again, if you're in a place where you can't write it down, don't worry. You can come back to it later. I mean, this will be in the description of the podcast as well. So, number one, we never outperform our own self-belief. Number two, life is not what happens to you, it's what happens in you. Number three, have a strong support team, a cabinet, so to speak, because we are better together. Number four, be authentically you. Five, write your own story, even if you have to flip the script, if you have to change how you're looking at things, get control and write your own story. Number six, be definite about what you want and write it down. Declare it. And finally, number seven, be responsible for what you are calling into your life. Think about your life areas and where you're at as opposed to where you want to be. And I know that Beth's guide, Get Your Year in Gear, can absolutely help you with that. So don't forget to check that out. Beth, before we close today, any final thoughts?
Play big in life. One of my biggest mottos is life is now. And I think as a leader of our life, we all operate like we're going to live to life expectancy. We're going to all live to 82 years old. And we live our life kind of at that urgency level. And my invitation to you is to play big right now, because we are not guaranteed another day. Life is now.
Love it. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.